Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day of experiencing your mercy, partaking of our election. And thank you, Lord, that in these scriptures we just see that you make it clear for us to see what you like and what you don't like, so that we can fully inherit all the blessings that you've laid aside for us in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are reading Romans 9, verse 10 to 13. Rebecca conceived twin sons, and though the twins were not yet born and had not done anything either good or bad, so that God's purpose would stand not because of works, but because of the plan of him who calls them. It was said to her, the older Esau will serve the younger Jacob. As it is written and forever remains written, Jacob I loved, chose, protected and blessed, but Esau I hated, held in disregard compared to Jacob.
Sure. And this is the old covenant. You know, the fall has taken place, and God's wanting us, the heirs of the promise, to know what he likes and what he dislikes. And so here, twins are taken, and they both portray lives, and one is a life of obedience. Initially not. I mean, Jacob was a deceiver, but he knew he needed the Lord. And so he wrestled with the Lord. He drew close to the Lord and wrestled with him, and then he became Israel. So that's showing that we need our God. We need our Maker. And then Esau was, you could say, a man's man. He was a hunter, and he made his own plans, and you know, and so sadly he didn't need God, where we know now we all need our God to bring us back into the reality of why he made us, and then to flow in the plan, in the inheritance, in the good works that he's laid out for our lives. So this taking place here was very much so we can have a full and a good understanding, you know, of what God requires. Be blessed, arise and shine, and just stay in the light. As the Lord is in the light, let him enlighten you daily, and that will keep you in the light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.